Proration. Ownership of properties involves the payment of ongoing expenses, such as property taxes and property owner association fees. For example, POA fees are generally paid annually in advance. Therefore, the fee for the entire year is generally paid in full in January. Property taxes are most often paid in arrears, meaning that they are paid at the end of the year. At closing, this means that the seller may owe for unpaid items such as property taxes. At the end of the year, the buyer will be obligated to pay the tax obligation for the entire year. The seller will be charged, debited, for the unpaid taxes from January 1st through the day of closing. Charges that are due will be collected from the seller and given, credited, to the buyer. The buyer may owe for items prepaid by the seller, such as property owner association dues. POA dues will be calculated from the day after closing through December 31st and will be paid by the buyer at closing. When calculating prorations, use a 365-day year, unless otherwise stated. For example, for a closing on September 15th, the title company will collect unpaid property taxes from the seller, debit seller, from January 1st through September 15th. This debit to the seller will have a corresponding credit to the buyer. For the September 15th closing, assume that the tax bill for last year was $2,200. The title company will count the number of days from January 1st through September 15th. Seller must pay taxes at closing from January 1st through September 15th. The seller will owe 258 days of taxes at closing. The next step is to determine the daily rate for taxes. $2,200 divided by 365 equals $6.27 per day. Do not round at this point. Next, calculate the amount due. 6.0274 times 258 equals $1,555.07.